hard parts, the painful parts, they don't have to be as painful. If they hurt, it hurts. But I tell you what, if you're having a sword battle, if you're having a sword battle with a knight that's really a giant cephalopod, you can bear a little bit of pain because it's for a noble cause. So expand your mind. Also expand your skull, because if you just expand your mind, you're going to look like those big brain people in the Star Trek episode, The Pilot. You know the one I'm saying, where you can see the machinations and wigglings of their cerebral matter up there. So I would say also make the head bigger so people don't know. And just everything in proportion. Do what you have to do to bring color and richness to your life. To add flavor. To flavorize it. Chapter 20. Hardy was back home. He started to unpack his suitcase, but then he decided not to. Instead, he thought, I'll wash my face. I'll wash my face like Ishmael in Moby Dick does. I'll wash my face like Ishmael in Moby Dick does, and then, when he sees Queequeg wash his chest, thinks it's strange. And he also washed his chest. He felt normal again, whatever that is, and he didn't like the feeling. So he decided that he'd bring Queequeg with him, wherever he went, carrying a spear, making his own coffin. That Queequeg, sleeping in his bed, scary, sweaty. No, not in a good way. Like an animal, threatening. But friendly, like a bear, a happy bear friend, there, all the time, with him. Epilogue. What's an epilogue? I'm not sure. I think, means like epiderm, epinephrine, must mean outside, maybe? I don't know. All right? I don't know. But I tell you what, that you're going to Google it for yourself. What I'm here to do is give you feelings. I'm going to give you essences. And what does that one smell like? Coconut. If you mix it with the lime, it smells like pina colada. And you say, no, that's pineapple. I know, it's a nose illusion with an eye. With an eye? Not with your nose? God bless you. Are you still listening? Where are you now in traffic? Roll this back. Where's CD number 2? Why has he not finished the novel? What's going on? I'm so confused, but I feel so blessed. It's been a long journey, but now I've got a vest with a patch on it. Says I work over to Pep Boys. Look at you, you're lucky. I'm unemployed. Much love to you. What's this I hear? What am I hearing now?
Thank you. down the line. I see a train.
I see a train coming down the line.
I see a train.
I see a train coming down the line.
When I leave, I know you'll be behind.
You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, WFMU.org. This is Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. Underwear.
Stay tuned for the old codger.
To my house, come down behind the jail. I got a sign on my door, barbecue for sale. I'm talking about my barbecue, only thing I crave. And that good doing meat gonna carry me to my grave. I'm selling it cheap, 'cause I got good stuff. And if you try one time, you can't get enough. I'm talking about barbecue, only thing I sell. And if you want my meat, you can come to my house as well. Hot, some like it cold, some take it any way it's sold. I'm talking about barbecue, only thing I crave. And that good doing meat going to take me to my grave. Some people want it, some people don't. If you buy my barbecue, they just won't, don't. Talking about barbecue, only thing I sell. And if you want my meat, you got to come to my house at 12. Some people want to know the regular price, 55 cents. You can get some twice, and I'm talking about my barbecue, only thing I sell. And you can get my meat any night at 12.
Thank you. Good evening. Is your Catcher here filling in for Mac on the Antique Photograph Hour? Here at WFMU. They let me fill in every so often, come down here, play 70 RPM records, like they're going out of style. And we just heard one, Nick Lucas. The original title of that was Teasing the Ferrets, but he later changed it to apply to his guitar, Teasing the Frets. Then Lucier Bogan gave us Barbecue Bess, opening up the program. So Matt, Mac, whatever his name is, not here tonight. He'll be back, I guess, next week with the Antique Phonograph Hour, taking the night off, turning over the steerage of the ship to me, Old Codger Courtney T. Edison. And I have good news for those of you who listen to the Codger Show, listen to it a lot. Don't get to hear it very often. I'm only on a few times a year these days. Not often enough. Anyway, there's a lady upstairs here at WFMU. Her name is Liz Berg. She works in the upstairs office, up in the executive suites. And she's informed me that now, even if you miss the Old Codger program at the time it's broadcast, well, now, she says you can listen in the future. Thanks to a new process they have here. It's called a Codgecast. So, that's what it's called. Shows are, my shows are recorded on 78 RPM discs, a series of discs, and they are stored in the WFMU archive, where in the future you can listen to them anytime, as long as you have to make an appointment with Liz to come to the radio station and listen on Victrolas that they have installed in the basement here. Now, I have not seen the setup, but I trust Liz, I like her, and she knows what she's talking about. She says there are three new Victrolas, and there are headsets attached to them with the headphones, so if there's three Old Codger fans listening to three different shows, they don't interfere with the sublime listening experience. So, what you want to do to listen to the Old Codger Show in the archive on the 78 RPM records, you'll have to call to make an appointment. Call the office here at WFMU, ask to speak to Liz Berg, and set an appointment to come down here. Make sure you bring your own lunch. We do not feed. There isn't even a soda machine here. Anyway, Liz tells me they changed the stylus after each listening to minimize wear on the disc. So these discs in the archive should last for generations, just as this great music that I'm playing still sounds great after many generations. And just as I remain great. Great as ever. After outliving countless previous generations. I had my third hip replacement before your parents were born. Anyway, call Lisberg about visiting the archives, listen to the Old Codger Shows, and, oh, there's also part of the program, part of the Codgecast is if you're an invalid or a shut-in or you're antisocial, there is a part of the program is they WFMU will ship you a first generation copy of the 78 RPM discs that recorded the show so you can listen at home in the misery of your own solitude. Just call Liz and ask her about that, the delivery program for part of the Codgecast WFMU now offers. Well, I'm here only for an hour. Someone's coming on after me, so I got running out of time already. Gotta get back to the music. What do we got here? Tampa Red. Here's some music on your Codger program, Tampa Red.
Look at you, baby, listen to my song. Don't get mad because it ain't no harm. I want to play with your poodle. Can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. He's the best little poodle I've ever seen. And what I like about him, he keeps him clean. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Your little poodle got long black shaggy hair. look out the face like a teddy bear. But can I play with you? Let me play with you, poodle. Play with you, poodle, I mean your little poodle dog. Get it now, Macy, oh, look out. I like the way he twists his tail. I would find, but he ain't for sale. But let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog. Yeah! I play so soft, so gentle and sweet. I would like to play with him each one day a week. Now can I play with your poodle? Let me play with your poodle. Let me play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
I can be, for it seems my memory's ailing, failing me. Though I can retain any old refrain, lyrics leave me flat somehow, like a song that I'm perplexed by, vexed by now. Just a little tune I heard in a show, so easy to croon. Now, how does it go? Tum, ta-dum, ta-dum. That's all I can hum. I never can think of the word. It has a catchy little strain. Keeps haunting me. And goes through my brain. Now, wait, let me see. Bo-dee-o-do-do. That's all I know. I never can think of the word. Isn't it too bad? It's driving me mad. I can't think of a line. You see, what is about a moon or something in June? Oh, dear, how absurd. I can't think of a single word. Wait a minute, Teddy. I recall. I knew it would come. damn it all. Now, isn't that dumb? Pup-pup-pup. Oh, hell, I give it up. 'Cause I never can think of a word. Last week in Paris, a handsome young Frenchman I met, and he said to me, now what was it he said, I forget. Jolie, jaloux, I never can think of the word. Then he took me out to dine in some lovely cafe. I can't think of the name, but it was in the Rue de la Paix. And we had, what was it we had? Something French with a filter fish. I never can think of the word. And then we took a walk just to have a little talk. Funny, I can't remember where it was we went. Oh, yes, 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 we reached a park. And when we got to where it was dark, he put his hand here and he whispered in my ear. Of course, I didn't get what he said, but what he meant I saw. And did I give that Frenchman a suck in the jaw? Then he said something about bully boo, whatever he bullied for, he didn't get. 'Cause I never could think of the word.
boys, I don't want no hoe. I don't want no more navy beans. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night and the night before. When I got through, couldn't shut my door. I don't want no more navy beans. Boys, I don't want no more. Pinto beans, boys, I don't want no more. I don't want no more pinto beans. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night and the night before. When I got through, I had to scrub my floor. I don't want no more pinto beans. Boys, I don't want no more. Boys, I don't want no hoe. I don't want nothing favor of beans. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night and the night before. Get in a luck, ain't gonna eat no more. I don't want nothing favor of beans. Boys, I don't want no hoe. I don't want nothing kent up beans. They're about to make my stomach so. I had them last night, the night before. Run to this little house in the back and shut the door. I don't want nothing save our beans. Boys, I don't want no.
We Our next door neighbors are the kindest hearted souls. They never holler when they miss the milk and roll. We write out checks in white and black. We send them out, but they bounce right back. What a we love
you. Old weed, cigarette that we must all depend on. Marijuana. Old weed, one's beginning and just sure to end on. It's the kind of stuff that dreams are made of. It's the stuff that white folks are afraid of. Up in Harlem, we go on a marijuana jag. Smoking reefers get beyond the misery. Go away, you misery. Go away. Go away. Smoking reefers to get beyond the worrying. Go away, you worrying. Go away. Go away. Must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the brooding at night. Oh, you can change this world you were born in. But I declare, you can be walking on air by smoking. Oh, Reavers, you have the angels sing away, helping you to fling away all you worry, you trouble, you care. I must wake up to work in the morning. I must get by the moon at midnight. Oh, you can't change this world you were born in. But I declare, you can be walking on air by smoking reefers. You hear the angels sing the way, helping you to fling the wave. You worry, you trouble, you care.
Well, I'm sorry for the delay. I was cleaning some peanut butter off of the disc I'm going to play later in the program. Quite know how it got on there. Anyway, that was Larry Adler and Smoking Reapers. This is Old Codger, by the way, filling in case you tuned in to hear Mac and the Antique Phonograph Hour. You've got an antique hosting the program. I've got the phonographs here. And they only give me an hour. So it is an Antique Phonograph Hour. Courtney T. Edison, Old Codger filling in for Mac tonight. So we played Tampa Red. Tampa Red, Let Me Play With Your Poodle. After that was Sophie Tucker. You know, Sophie Tucker. I used to refer to her as an heirloom tomato. We heard Sophie with I Can Never Think of the Words. After that was Bo Carter singing about beans. And the lovely Marion Harris, always great to hear her. And she sang a song called We Love It. And Larry Adler was at the end of that group of songs with Smokin' Reefer. So this is WFMU, Old Codger here. I get an hour every so often to fill in. It's that time of year again. Yes, I've heard, maybe you can confirm, that there's a presidential election coming soon. Well, I have only one question. Is Calvin Coolidge on the ballot? If not, I will be very disappointed. I miss him. I wish Cool Cal was campaigning. He was the greatest, Calvin Coolidge. I remember when he ran for office in 1924. He never sent me one piece of junk mail. There were no advertisements on the radio. And I didn't get phone calls at home from robots telling me to vote for some scoundrel who wanted to steal my money to pay for somebody else's hemorrhoid treatment. I knew that Calvin Coolidge was an honest man. What he said was the truth, and I didn't need any goddamn fact checker to prove it. However, I'm a reasonable man. And I will say that regardless of who is running to run the country, regardless of which ticket they are on, or what they profess to stand for, my vote is very precious to me. And if you think I don't take my voting privilege seriously, you are mistaken. Now you might be wondering, how precious is my vote? My vote is so precious that it's for sale at a very high price. And that price is the same price it's been for every election since 1948. The year that they introduced the long playing record. I will vote for any presidential candidate who promises to make surface noise the national anthem. I haven't noticed it on anybody's platform lately. Anyway, if you are that candidate, or you represent that candidate who promises, I want a solemn pledge that you're going to make surface noise the national anthem, then you can call me and tell me to vote for you. Call me at home. I'll give you my phone number. It's no secret. I give my phone number on the radio all the time. Anybody can use it. Call me anytime you want. Some of you already know it. Maybe some of you don't. I've had the same phone number since 1892. So I'm going to give it to you right now, and I'll wait while you go get a pincher. You back yet? Okay. Here's my phone number. Write it down. My phone number is 6. So you can call me anytime you want if you are the candidate president you promised to make surface noise the national anthem. And by the way, Coolidge is almost an anagram for Old Codge. Or almost, I said. Almost. Well, hey, program's half over. Ready? Old Codger here. Gotta get back to the music. And here is something from Jack Hodges.
In a little town where I belong, there's a most accomplished fellow. He's the leader of the village choir, and his voice is warm and mellow. He drives a fruit cart around the street, and everybody knows it. He doesn't sing or rave about his fruit, he simply blows it. He's doing it all day long. It's better than any song. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together let it go. Eat more fruit. It's certainly come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, fruit's in season, plenty berries, apples, plums, and the old raspberries. Everything is fresh today.
Every Friday night when work is done, he never wastes a minute. To the village hall he hurries round, where he sings just like a linnet. To hear him blow a melody, it's great, you can't deny it. And if you've nothing else to do, I'd like you all to try it. Get ready and do it now. It's easy when you know how. Though it isn't very pretty, you've got to admit it's cute. So all together let it go. Eat more fruit. It's certainly come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, don't he laugh so far, me ray do. Everything is fresh today. It's certainly come to stay. It's a treat to hear him say, hey, fruits in season plenty there is, apples, plums, and the old raspberries. Everything is fresh today.
He's stone cold dead in the market. I ain't killed no That night he went out drinking, and when he came home he gave me a beating. So I catch up the rolling pin and went to walk on his head until I kill him. Family that's swearing to kill me. All of his family that's swearing to kill me. All of his family that's swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Now he's stone cold dead in the market, mother. He's stone cold dead in the market. The criminal, he's stone cold dead in the market. I ain't kill nobody but my husband. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. There is one thing that I am sure. He ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair.
You didn't drop dead when they was dying with the flu.
Honestly, brother, I know I made you so. Won't you please take me back?
Positively, no. That's why I can't use you.
What's the matter with me?
No, I can't use you.
Sing them then.
I want everybody to know, woman, that I'm through with you. Now, to tell you the truth, Susie, you is slow as a snail. And everything you got on, Mama, you bought it from a rummage sale. Now, I'm leaving you, baby, and I ain't never coming back. Because you got hair on your head just like carpet tacks.
Honestly, butter, I know I made you so. Won't you please take me back
when an elephant crows?
That was a Cleo Gibson, and I've got forward movements in my hips. That was also heard there with Butterbeans and Susie, with I Can't Use You. Wilmot Houdini, the great calypsonian, lived in New York for many years. I knew him well. He had a record store. Really liked him. He Had It Coming was a song from Wilmot Houdini. Then Blind Boy Fuller sang Jivin' Woman Blues. I dedicate that to Blossom Moskowitz. If she's out there listening, if she cares anymore about her old Courtney. And we heard Jack Hodges with Everything Is Fresh Today. This is Codger, old Courtney T. Anderson, old Codger, filling in for Mac Antique Phonograph Hour on WFMU. Got a little time left. I do want to remember pay tribute. We lost one recently. Great friend of mine, Old Man Ecker. I don't even know his name, Old Man. We used to call him Old Man Ecker. He wasn't really old. He was a youngster, he was 104. He passed away. He just learned about it. He lived on this decaying colonial house in Kingwood, New Jersey, on 68 acres of farmland property. Oh, he was a hothead, Old Man Ecker. He was very hot-headed. I once saw him get road rage 6 times in a 3-block span. And any time anyone said that Old Man Ecker had hit a new low, I always said, just wait. There's a thin line between insanity and genius. Old Man Ecker never crossed that line. So, like me, he was a collector, but he did not collect 78 RPM records or anything valuable at all. He collected, it's very strange, I know, he collected garbage. I don't mean he had bad taste and he collected things that I don't care about. He collected trash, refuse, waste products. He saved it and he watered in it. His whole house was cluttered with this foul-smelling debris fished out of his neighbor's garbage bins. He was the original dumpster diver. He wasn't looking for anything of value in the dumpsters. He'd find a dumpster, he'd back up his truck, and he had a board on top, and he'd dive head first into any dumpster, and he'd swim in it. I know, it's a very strange predilection, but he lived pretty long. And I'm going to share something with you about Old Man Ecker. In 1964, he bailed his wife. Yes, he bailed his wife. Do you know what that means? He was baling hay on his farm. His wife was nearby. And the next thing you know, she's tied up in a bale of hay. Well, Old Man Ecker claimed it was an accident. Yeah, and then 1 month later, he's hanging out with a cigar-smoking floozy named Claribel the Stinger Starovich. Oh, she was a smooth operator. Well, eventually, Claribel, she got lost in the garbage. She went in the house, and she didn't come out. Old Man Ecker waited. He couldn't find her. He went looking everywhere. He called her name. There was no sign of her. But she never came out. So, I don't know, if she turned into a decaying corpse, he probably wouldn't have even noticed the smell. Oh, another strange thing about Old Man Ecker. He hated insects. If he found them running around his house or crawling up the wall, he got all frightened. But he didn't mind rats or snakes or mice. And he had plenty of all three crawling all over the place. But insects gave him the heebie-jeebies. Anyway, rest in peace. Old Man Ecker, dead. Well, taken ahead of his time. Only 104 years old. Well, got time for a few more songs here on the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir with the old Kaiser filling in tonight for Mac on WFMU.
Thank you. palmera. Las costas selvas primitivas de dioses misteriosos y de tierras.
Ochu Iva Ovatalava Ochu Iemaya Ochu Iva Ovatalava Ochu Iemaya.
Tierra del África añorada, el río caudalos del cielo azul.
Y aquí, si el negro mira la tierra blanca, y aquí, si el negro mira la tierra blanca, Anaguariero.
Hipa, chango, hipa, talaba, ocho, pille, maya. Hipa, chango, hipa, talaba, ocho, pille, maya.
He said, I've lost my appetite, my hair is turning gray. I know my Greek and history, and Latin is a pie. But if east is east and west is west, then won't you tell me why? When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. When it's fish day in Germany, you can't get shaved in Massachusetts. How high is up? I'd like to know how low is down, and when will we have snow? If you bump into Gallagher, you'll find that Sheen is near. When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. This raw, 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 raw college boy stood up in class and said, I looked up my geography and found that Caesar's dead. The reason I speak Portuguese is I'm a clever guy. But if parlez-vous means how are you, then won't you tell me why? When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. Oh, the onions in Sicily make people cry. In California, you'll drive a horse. I drive a Ford. Honk. That doesn't prove a sailor is aboard. If you talk to an Eskimo, his breath will freeze your ear. Brr. When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. Oh, sola mio, I'll sing a solo for you. Una, due, tre, quattro, cinque, sei, sette, nove, 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 dieci. When it's night time in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. When it's wash day in Picardy, they're eating ice cream cones in Georgia. 16 and 4, make 31, take 8 from 5, and your day's work is done. If the sunshine in Washington, what makes the moon shine, dear? When it's night time in Italy and Wednesday over here.
Oh dear, Now listen, Kitty. You had better wake up.
You've got a million?
Of course I have.
I haven't won.
I want to tell you that you're missing some fun.
Now I'm not jealous.
Of course not.
You know I'm not.
Well, I'm glad to lend you anything I've got.
You would?
Sure.
Lend me Joe.
Not Joe. Now you know I love him so.
Lend me Jack.
Not Jack. Say, you'll never bring him back.
Lend me Dad.
Oh, not Dad. What, my loving little man? Well, I should say not.
Maybe he would love me.
Not my little Dad.
Well, lend me Phil.
Not Phil. Oh, my heart would not be still.
Lend me Kim.
Who?
Kim.
Oh, won't you lend me Kim? Why, he's my husband. That's a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry that I spoke.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I'll make you a present of him.
Say, Fanny, do you believe in having a husband around the house all day long?
Well, of course. That all depends on whose husband. Now, you chase me. Say, Kitty, you know there's a certain boy just crazy to marry me.
Oh, he must be.
Oh, is that so? Well, you're only jealous of my figure.
Jealous of your figure?
You hoid me. You hoid me.
Why, that isn't a figure.
What's the matter with it?
It's a number. Say, Fanny, do you know you're allowing yourself to become too stout?
Why, very few men would marry you.
Oh, is that so?
Well, very few would be enough.
What did you say?
You hoid me. You hoid me.
Oh, come on now, Fanny. Lend me Frank.
Not Frank. Oh, he's an awful friend.
Lend me Tom.
Not Tom. Oh, how he would carry on. He's terrible.
Lend me Lou.
Not Lou. Why, he wouldn't like you. You can't cook or anything.
Try and fix it for me. Oh, Fanny, please do. Lend me John.
Not John. Oh, how he would carry on. He's awful.
Lend me Jim.
Who?
Jim.
Oh, won't you lend me Jim? I told you before, he's my husband. That's no bluff.
Yes, I know. But you've had him long enough.
All right, then. Well, I'll make you a present of him.
Band's gonna make me go home now. They're dismissing me. Way too soon, if you ask me. I've plenty more music here. 70 RPM records. Well, we heard, Wilmot Houdini, what he had coming. Maybe that was the previous. Butterbeans, Cleo. Whatever. I'm repeating myself. We heard the Watson Sisters right there with Lend Me Jim. Billy Jones sang When It's Nighttime in Italy. And the Lakota Cuban Boys gave us Tattoo. So I got to say goodbye. It's WFMU, and this is the old codger I've been filling in for Mac Antique Phonograph Hour. I want to say hi to my buddies out there, Red Butler, Nestor Di Sorrento, Lola Bell Pancakes. She's still my agent. Hasn't gotten me any gigs lately. Priscilla Porchnik, Oogie Wawa, my doddering crony, Woody Fishcakes, Clooney, Molasses Hathaway. They're all out there somewhere. Dan, Andy Sr., Dan out there, whatever. All of you out there, hello. Love you, sort of, you know, in a manly kind of way. Anyway, I'll be back whenever they let me. Oh, I got the weather. I got to read the weather forecast. The National Weather Service has the forecast for tomorrow. Partly cranky with a 40% chance of rage. Well, you stay tuned for the best show on WFMU. Tom, this is WFMU East Orange. WMFU, Mount Hope.
Yeah!
the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman, nothing more.
Little drops of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of love lost in the days gone by. My love is strong.